Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor about the current Iowa State legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. The session is currently going on right now, so what has been your focus so far?
Basically, listening to what the governor and the Republicans that are in charge of the House and the Senate have in mind for the people of the state of Iowa, and trying to decipher exactly what some of their intentions are. We're getting a lot of not complete stories, you know, so we've got to kind of read between the lines of what we think's happening. And they've had an awful time with the budget. They've mismanaged our budget for this fiscal year that we're in, and it looks like that they're going to be making some cuts to this due to their irresponsibility. It's kind of scary that some of the programs that they're cutting are going to hurt programs for everyday Iowans, but yet we're not cutting corporate tax credits or tax rebates. I think they're going about it a little bit the wrong way.
There's talk of additional cuts for school funding and that sort of thing. What do you find particularly erroneous about those?
One of the strange things that I heard in the governor's speech yesterday, he spouted off that we were going to have, I believe it was $88.8 million for schools in this coming fiscal year, and another $63.5, I believe, million dollars for the 2018 fiscal year. And then he said, and that equates to 2% per year. And 2% for this year alone is $141 million. So I'm not sure exactly where he's coming up with these figures. It sounds like maybe he's cooking the books again, because it just doesn't add up. And that's probably one of the most significant things, is a lot of people heard him say that he was given 2% of allowable growth for schools for the next 2 years, each of the next 2 years, and I just don't see that he is. I don't see the money there.
As part of the Senate minority, what can you do from your seat to fight for the causes that you're believing in?
Our biggest threat to them is that we go out and we tell the public the truth and get the information out there of what he's really giving and taking away, and not allow him to get by with telling the people half-truths and basically lies. We can't allow that to happen.
I received an email today that you're actually quoted in regarding the Iowa Chief Justice's state judiciary speech. What can you tell me about your involvement with that?
As you know, maybe I worked at the Iowa State Penitentiary for 27 years, and I worked there before we had any means of justice reform. And what Chief Justice Cady has done, at least in the last 4 years that I've been here, is try to divert juveniles out of the court systems and out of the prisons, and it's been working. It's been working tremendously well. It does cost us a little bit up front, but it saves us millions of dollars in the long run. Because these kids, once they get in the prison system, it's very hard to get them out. But if you can divert them from getting into it in the first place and let them grow up without a big anchor on their back, it saves the state millions of dollars over what we invest. And now the governor is talking about cutting approximately $7 million out of the current year budget for judiciary, and also another $15 million out of the current year budget for the Department of Corrections. And those two things coupled together spell disaster for the state of Iowa and the people and their safety.
Another of the hot-button issues that's likely to be discussed in the coming weeks and months is the collective bargaining renegotiating or scenario with the state employees. What do you know about that, and what is your stance on it?
They're pretty vague on what they're wanting to do there. The governor only said that he wants to have a statewide insurance plan for public government employees. And, you know, until we see that plan, it may or may not be a good plan, but the thing of it is, he's taking away the power from the city, county, and school boards for negotiating with their people on how much each of them's going to pay for their insurance. So that one, we're going to have to wait and see how it rolls out, but I can't see that it's good to eliminate the power of the local governments in favor of the state government just telling you what you're going to do.
Another issue that I'm sure you're very involved with, given your location down in Mount Pleasant, is the mental health issue. What can you tell me about that going forward?
Well, I've already been told that he's already cutting more programs up in Independence and Cherokee. Mental health care in Iowa is a disaster, and I foresee the Branstad Reynolds administration just compounding that problem. I believe that mental health care in Iowa is atrocious, and it's a thing of the past. Until we get different leadership, people with mental health problems in Iowa are going to continue to struggle and suffer.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.